It appears that at least one individual was involved in stoning a bus and injured those on it. That is the news today. A bus was stoned in Dungiven, rather than the tremendous success the Apprentice Boys parade in Derry was, which of course was with the consent and approval of the people of Derry, who deserve great credit for what they have achieved. And what a contrast to what we're watching on the news and on Sunday evening about Belfast. I think the people of the North West are to be commended for what they've done. Unfortunately, there will always be one or two who will let them down, but I took exception to this because unionists in Belfast were putting out the story that this, of course, was a racist and a sectarian attack. It may well be, but it certainly wasn't with the support of the people of Dungiven.
And you've made the point that there is a lengthy and ongoing campaign for the A6 to be progressed and Dungiven to be bypassed and for much-needed work to be done in that region. And if that's to be achieved, it's going to need unionist support. And the way to get that unionist support is not to give them the impression that Dungiven is the sort of place that wants to throw stones at them.
Far from it. Historically, the people of Dungiven suffered just the same as other parts of the North and indeed the Republic. And they now need to focus their attention on rebuilding a town which suffered a great deal as a result of the widespread sectarianism that happened in the past. And they don't need one or two thugs outstoning a bus which could well have killed someone.